Great Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and we have finally arrived. The end of the Psalms. Today we look at Psalms 148, 149, and 150, the last three Psalms in the Psalter. And the praise of God, especially as we are just a couple of days from the celebration of His birth in Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I encourage you, if you do not have a church home, find a church home. If you are unable to get out, I encourage you to come into OurSaviorMilford.com. The services are live streamed, so you will be able to hear the great blessings and message of Christmas. But today we look at the great blessings of repetition, because there is a lot of repetition in these three psalms. And the psalm that, or the word that gets the most repetition, is praise. And praise Him. Because that's all through 148, that's all through 150. 149 brings it out a little different way, different mood, for those of you who understand moods from the linguistic point of view. But bringing out the praise of God. So Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints. For the people of Israel who are near to Him, praise the Lord. Again, we hear the word praise over and over and over again. Why? Because this psalm is a call to worship. This psalm is not only telling Christians to come and worship and praise God, but talking to all of creation. The heights, the heavens, the angels, all the heavenly hosts, sun and moon, the stars, the waters above the heavens, everything created by God, the great sea creatures and all the deeps, fire, hail, snow and mist, stormy winds, mountains, hills, everything in all of creation called to praise the Lord. Why? Again, He commanded and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. That decree is here. That decree is coming in the next couple of days as we celebrate the birth of our Lord once again. The babe of Bethlehem who is to grow up to be the man on the cross of Calvary. He is the horn raised up for the people. Praise for all God's saints. Praise for the people who are near to God, who listen to Him, who fear Him. That is the praise that is in Psalm 148. That is the call for all creation to come and worship. It continues on in Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the God and the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, making melody to Him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Again, as I said, shifting the mood a little bit to a jussive, which is that let us, or let Israel. idea of allowing, not only just the active participation, but the encouragement of that. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Again, a call to worship. Not strictly commanding all of creation to come in, but encouraging all of creation to come in and to worship. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands. We'll see this again when we get into Revelation in January. The two-edged sword, not in Jesus' hand right away, but the two-edged sword coming out of his mouth, where the high praises of God come out. All of this to execute on them the judgment written. The judgment of either eternal life in heaven or eternal damnation in hell. However it is that we relate to God. Whether we fear, love, and trust in him, or we fear, love, and trust in anything else. For those who fear him, let us sing praise. Let us sing a new song of praise to God. And then we have Psalm 150. One of my favorite psalms, because growing up in the Church of Christ, where instrumental music was really looked down upon, considered even devilish, in worship, this psalm always bugged me. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I said, growing up in an environment where it was considered devilish for instruments to be used in the worship of God, to have the Psalms, the scriptures themselves say, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, tambourine, strings, pipe, sounding cymbals, clashing cymbals, whatever it is that we have, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Why? Because we would not have breath if it were not for the Lord. We go back to Genesis chapter 2 and the creation of man. God formed Adam from the dust of the earth and then breathed into him the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. If it had not been for God breathing in the breath of life, you and I would just be basically like mannequins. If we even existed at all. But because of the breath of life into us, because of the spirit of life given to us in our baptism, we have the ability to praise God with everything that we have. So as a Lutheran pastor, do I enjoy when I have families and people who say, well, I would like to play, or I would like to sing a special song for the service? Most times, I am very ready to do that. Sometimes it's like, well, yeah, maybe we need to pick a different song because there are some things in there that are not quite right. But you know, my daughter plays trumpet. My son plays trombone. They enjoy playing for Christmas, for Easter, for any time they are able to do it. Now, both of them are busy with school now, especially with college, so it's very rare that those things actually happen, except for maybe Christmas and Easter when they are home. But should we deny these things? Should we get rid of band and orchestra in schools? Absolutely not. We need music. We need Christians in music. Because if we don't have them there, we have seen what happens. I mean, you look at some of the videos that talk about, oh, how horrible music is today, especially like the Holderness family. They have one with talking about today's music versus 90s music when they grew up. It's like, yeah, it was pretty bad back then too. Most of us were just too young to understand all the double entendres. But again, if we take Christians out of music, it's going to go off the rails whichever direction they want to go. It's not going to be wonderful music. And I'm not saying we need to go back to being only Bach and only Christian music, because I enjoy all kinds of music. I enjoy, as long as it's good music and not with a terrible message to it, I enjoy all kinds of music, whether it's rock, heavy metal, rap, classical, ethnic. As long as it's got good words, a good message, then I'm all for it. But that good message is only there because there are people influencing them to have the good in there. There are people, hopefully Christians, not just good moral agents, but Christians that are influencing them to see the good in the world and to celebrate that in their music. Because that's exactly what we are doing in our music and worship, is celebrating the good that God has done for us. Not only through Jesus on the cross, not only with him coming as the babe of Bethlehem, but the good that we can do for one another as well. The good that we encourage one another in. That is the main reason Christians need to be in music today. Because we have the Psalms. First of all, written to be sung. Second of all, encouraging us to do that with whatever way we have. Maybe we don't have the best voice, so we need the instrument. Go for it. Praise the Lord in whatever way you have. All right, that's it for this week. This is the final Digging Deeper episode for 2022. We will be back in January to start Revelation, taking the first couple of weeks to talk about the different interpretations of the book of Revelation and how they go off the rails before we get into a truly biblical understanding of what Revelation says and means for us. But until then, this is Pastor Doug Minton wishing you a blessed Christmas season as we get ready to, as we are still preparing for our Lord's birth, but continuing the great joy that is God with us. Amen.